Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Now, after I record this week's radio commentary, I will head for the airport to fly straight to Kansas City to attend the Farm Broadcasters Convention. There's no shortage of issues to talk about. I'm so sick of listening to the left-wing politicians' constant attack on President Trump and the impeachment hysteria. Get over it. If you don't like him, we have an election next November, and you can vote for his challenger. Of course, no one knows who that'll be. It's all politics. USMCA, which is a much-improved trade agreement over NAFTA, is just sitting there waiting for the House to vote. They don't want to give Trump a victory. We'll run out of money this month if we don't get some kind of a deal to fund operations for a period of time. We would hope for the rest of the year. The biggest roadblock is that the president wants some money for his wall to help secure our border. Of course, Democrats don't want that. Many of them want an open border. And also, they are critical of President Trump because he continues to press our European allies to pay their fair share, 2% of their GDP, to fund NATO for their common defense. Germany, the richest European country, pays less than 1.5% of their GDP, but we're paying 3.2%. There'll be a lot of discussion at the Farm Broadcasters Convention focusing on our industry, agriculture. We had some good prices for corn and soybeans in the years of 2012 and 13 and 14, and then they crashed, and they have not recovered yet. Farm debt is expected to hit a record $416 billion this year, and that debt number is up 40% from 2012. And on top of that, most farmers struggling through a tough weather year, our crop production is down, which should help support prices. And some industry analysts expect this year's corn production to be cut by as much as 6% and soybean production by as much as 20%. Look at the demand side, and it's not very encouraging unless you raise pigs. The African swine fever epidemic is expected to slash global pork production by 20%. Those dead pigs won't be eating our corn or soybeans. I shouldn't say it, but we need a drought in some of the countries that are competitors of ours. That would lift prices. We have a lot to talk about at NAFB. It'll be fun. Next week, I'll be on the farm in Illinois, and I am John Block, headed to Kansas City.